Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paint up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Try this again. What about now? There we go. All right, sorry about that. So I was just waxing eloquently and there was no sound. So let's try this again. Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. I want to welcome everybody to today's show. Today is Friday, Friday, May the 10th. Friday, May the 10th of 2019 in the time. The time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we've got another. We have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time on spending as much time as willing. Explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very powerful show for us scheduled for you. which doesn't surprise me too much that right off the bat we're having some audio difficulties. So if we do get disconnected, just hang tight. I'll call right back in, and we'll keep this party moving. So brothers and sisters, we want to talk about what I love talking about. I love biology. I love science because you can't debate it. You can debate it, but you're going to lose because if I take a knife and cut your chest open, the same thing inside of my chest is inside of your chest. I don't care if you're a Christian, a Muslim, a Baptist, a Hindu, Sufist, Perennialist, Satanist. I don't give a damn what your belief is. Your biology is the same. Today's message is for all of the haters out there. Today's messages are all for the religious zealots, all of the nonconformists. Today we want to break down the neurobiology of your cosmology. Today we want to look at the neurological proof of your spirituality. This is the neurobiology. I call it neurotheology. So in my book, Neurotheology, I break all of this down. Now, I'm not going to go into my book. We're going to give some new information to share with you based upon all of the research that's been done by all of these elites, you know, these folks from Harvard and Yale and Brown and Princeton and all of this good stuff. But the thing that I enjoy about sharing this information is because it just verifies everything that I've been saying for the last 20 years. The most important thing that I've been saying is that you're not made by God, you are God. So the Bible says, do you not know that ye are gods? Now, I know for everybody, most people cannot wrap their brain around it, and the people who can wrap their brain around it, they can't wrap their brain around it. They think their brain is wrapped around it until you make a statement like, God is all-knowing, how come you ain't? God's all-power, how come you ain't? God's all-present, how come you ain't? God is all-simplistic, how come you ain't? And God is all-loving, how come you ain't? So you are made of the exact same things of God, and we're going to give you the neurological proof today. So how come you ain't God? The reason that you ain't God is you don't believe it. So the first problem that we have, brothers and sisters, is that just the thought, today's message, that's not okay. It's not okay. Even though I'm getting ready to give you the neurological proof, the biological proof, you still ain't going to believe me. You still are not going to believe how your brain takes whatever you repeat, and it wires the brain to draw it into your life. So from a neurological basis, the complex mental task of understanding the neurotransmitters and the neurochemistry of how a mindful practice that is maintained, which is called conscious, cognitive, behavioral, neuroimaging, meaning any mindful practice, spiritual practice, any mindset brings about a neurological change in the brain, biologically proven. Let me say it again. Any. Now, as I've been saying for years, you are the writer, you are the director, you are the actor in a movie called Your Life. The science of being God, creator, instead of being man, manipulator, is astounding. My brain is a tool that is used by my spirit. The neurotheology and the nutritional biology is an under-open understanding, the basic principles of neurotheology and how it affects matter or the food that you put in the mouth and the thoughts that you put in the head. That is all changed. So you could literally eat poison, and if your brain was literally able to change the molecular structure of the poison, it would have no effect on the body. That's how powerful you are. But you don't know. So you are being man because somebody told you that you was a man. And you're not being God because nobody told you that you are God. Nobody told you that you have the same attributes and the characteristics of God. So I know for all my good Christians out there, you can't say that you are God because that's blasphemy. So a dumbed-down version of the same thing is saying that you have the same characteristics and attributes of God because that is inside of your Bible. You are the offspring of God. Now, I've never seen an offspring that didn't have the same ingredients of the spring. Offspring. That means that you're just off. You're just a little bit off of the spring. Spring off. So an offspring springs off. That means you jump off. You're a jump off of God. Because I know saying that you are God hurts your brain. It hurts my brain too. I don't, you know, I say that, I get a little, I'm like, damn, that's almost blasphemy. I understand. I got that same religious programming that you got. But the English word spirit comes from the Latin word spiritus, which means breath. So let me make sure you understand that. The English word spirit comes from the Latin and the Greek pneuma, the Latin, the Greek pneuma, the Hebrew ruach, the Latin spiritus. All those words mean the same, shiznit, spirit realm. It means breath of the spirit realm. It deals with the perceived eternal realities regarding you and I, our ultimate nature. Let me say it again. The word spirit, it means the eternal reality of our ultimate nature. Let me say it again. The word spirit means the eternal reality, meaning you made up of something that's eternal. Now, there's a plethora of books that I wish I had the time to go through. One of the books that I love is called The Immortal Cell. I love that book because that book will hurt your brain. I'm telling you, that book, if you're a Christian, you should buy that book today. It's called The Immortal, and I think it's actually on YouTube. Not YouTube. I think it's on the internet for free. Now, let me make sure you understand what that means. So when we talk about, you know, I like the movie Immortals, and I like the movie Immortal. And so there was a book called, again, The Immortal Cell. Now, in this book, it gives the proof based upon science, no religion, of, and I'm not talking about the one about Henrietta Lacks, which is a book about a black woman who's, they took her cell to do a lot of scientific stuff. That book is called The Immortal Life. I'm talking about The Immortal Cell. That book was, The Immortal Cell was written by, let me find it here, Michael D. West. So there's a book called The Immortal Cell that proves what I'm getting ready to say, scientifically. Now, if you don't believe the science, I'm not mad at you, boo-boo. I understand tradition is way more powerful than science. I know. Trust me. I spent freaking damn near 50 years lost in the sauce. There's another great book. Not that, well, this one's not necessarily a book. Again, this is all the books that this is the stuff that I extrapolated a lot of the information I'm getting ready to share with you today. This is where I got this from. The Immortal Cell. Now, there's another book called The Electric Cell. That's another book that would destroy your theology. It hurts your brain. Now, Immortal Cell, this proves what I've been saying, that means you don't die. You can't. You can't kill the cell because it's not physical. You can't. You got to read the book, The Immortal Cell. It hurt your brain. There's another book, The Immortal Cell. This book breaks down, well, besides my book on neurotheology, on how we are designed. We are hardwired for God. Inside of my book, Neurotheology, I break down the vagus nerve and in chapter 7 that deals with neuronutrition, which is a great chapter inside of my book. And my book is, again, that I wrote that one in 2016 because I have a book on neurotheology, and then I have a book called Neurotheology and Nutrition. And I talk about it on chapter 2 of the book on page 24. I talk about what we're talking about today. And today we're talking about that you are God, or you are God's authority on earth. So your numbers expresses what is called the holy place. So inside of the body, there is a holy place. There is an immortal place that's made up of the DNA. And the DNA is like what I call the crystal Christ or the quantum Christ. This is where science and scripture hang out. They just get together, and science and scripture becomes one. And so when you understand the DNA and how the Bible and the physical DNA are exactly the same. So the DNA structure that's made up of, if you were to lay the double helix flat, it produces the anatomy of your spiritual superiority. So your spiritual superiority is this. You are so spiritual that you cannot destroy yourself, even if you want to. I mean, you can't kill your spirit. The soul and the body, maybe. So the science behind understanding how the neurons change your biology, whenever you understand your cosmology, shuts it down. Can't debate it. The brain, it hurts the brain. It will you won't sleep at night. When you understand how neurons interact with your chemistry or your biology to change your physical anatomy, you change matter with your data. So I just recommend that why not have the highest possible data available? So the highest possible data available is hydrogen, which is the number one element on the periodic table, is another word for heaven. Hydrogen equals heaven. So hydrogen is the element that is the number one. That means that it is the chief cornerstone of the DNA. As the chief cornerstone of the DNA, and as the number one element on the periodic table, it's like saying Colossians 3:11. So when I say Colossians 3:11, it says, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, whether there is neither barbarian, Sicilian, bond nor free, but Christ in all, Christ is all. And then when I read Galatians 3:28, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. There ain't even no gender. So all of the stuff that you arguing, not you, but, you know, people, you know, and debating over, are you a black or white? Are you a Jew or are you a Greek? Oh, he only died for this group. He only died for that group. You bond or free. You a slave or you ain't a slave. You a male or female. Oh, men can only teach. Women can only teach. For we are all one inside of Christ. So the proton is always inside of an electron. Proton is the Greek word protos. Jesus says, I am the light, pros, proton. Proton is always inside of an electron, el, tron. That el means God. So it's inside of the training of God, train, a tron of God, if you want to use that term, meaning that when we look at how protons, electrons, and neutrons interact inside of an atom, they all take their order from the word. So when you speak or when you say certain things, it affects the hydrogen, heaven, and the phosphorus, earth. So your DNA is held together by phosphorus or phosphorus, P-H-O-S-P-H-O-R-U-S. PH makes an F sound, false. And then phosphorus drops the P, you got Horus, H-O-R-U-S. That's the I. So this is the false God. But the body is made up of a false God. The body is made up of hydrogen. I mean, the body is held together, the DNA is held together by phosphorus. That's the element that's always missing. Because they told us that the DNA is held together, or the DNA is made up of the A-C-G-T. What about the P? That's the fifth element. It's like the four Gospels. We got Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. What about Thomas? So the powers that be understand the chemical analysis or the chemical makeup of the DNA, but they left out two important ingredients. One is phosphorus. The other one is hydrogen. Hydrogen, there's a hydrogen bond in the middle of the DNA that holds it together. Phosphorus, again, represents Lucifer because it's phosphorus, which is another word for fire or phosphorus. So phosphorus is and talks about something that causes a fire, a pyramid or pyramid. That's why everything on earth is based upon the pyramid. So all of this is controlled by something called a neuron. Now, your DNA takes its orders from the neurons, who gets its orders from a frequency, a wave of vibration, or a spirit that's held inside of the brain. Now, I'm just giving it to you. I'm just telling you about all of these studies, but I'm giving it to you in layman terms. So in layman terms, meditation or spiritual practices, if we want to use that term, or any kind of a spirit that is a mental disposition that is focused on a higher being, preferably that higher being being your numbers inside of the body. Now, any higher, it could be a rock, anything. They call that in biology, scientists call it a spiritual practice. Now, the problem is that there are many spiritual practices, but there are certain spiritual practices that have more power than other spiritual practices. And the spiritual practices that affect your neurobiology based upon science, based upon an increased frontal lobe activity and a decreased posterior and anterior lobe, the increased frontal lobe, an increased blood flow into the frontal lobe, an increased CBF flow into the anterior lobe. So an increased blood flow into the thalamic area, an increased blood flow into the pineal gland. All of this, again, are based upon studies that have been done by a plethora of scientists, especially when we talk about neurobiology or theobiology, which means God, which is your numbers inside of your body, gave you authority, or God is the authority. So the principles or the guidelines, we call it scripture, it changes your DNA. Now, we could talk about food. We could talk about a lot of stuff that I talk about inside of my book that deals with nutrition. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7 says it this way. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7 says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Three things you have to do today. Three things. That's going to be very, very easy, but it's just very difficult. Number one, you got to make it okay for you to be God. Number two, you got to go within to find God. Number three, you got to know the symbol that reveals God. That's called numbers. So let's deal with these three keys to understand the science of being God, a.k.a. creator, instead of being man, a.k.a. manipulator. So men manipulate, God create. So I know whether you are a God or a man by what you did today. If you woke up today and you look for somebody to talk to so that way you could get them to do something for you that you should be doing for yourself, you are a human. Now, according to Black's Law Book, a human is a spiritual monster. So inside of my book, I Am Too Human, I explained very eloquently, thank you, Brother Will. I mean, I thought I explained it very eloquently, that you are a sea monster. You are a Leviathan. So the word human means Leviathan. That's one of the demons of the seven deadly vices that we talked about in a private show that prevents you from being the seven godly virtues, which is God. The Bible says, do you not know that ye are gods? So since you don't know that ye are gods, you will die like a man. That's what it says inside of the Bible. But it doesn't use the word man. But again, the word human is not in the Bible. Man is, but not human, colored man, fallen man, elevated man is. That's another study for another time. But what I need you to understand today, brothers and sisters, is what exactly is what are we talking about when we talk about the science of God? What is it? What do we mean when I talk about the neurobiology of God? So neuro means neurons. Bio means a course of living. Ology means based upon words. Let's reverse engineer it. Heavenly Father, in the name that is above every name, that at this name, every knee shall bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. Brothers and sisters, ology means words. Bio means course of living. Neurons, or new ron, means a new on. It turns you on in a new way. So neurons turn you in a different way. This is the science of under, over, and understanding the root word, the root Greek word, O-R-C-A-W, which means to draw. To draw out. To draw out. Now, in your spinal column, you have a sacrum bone. And I talk about all the time. The highest degree in Freemasonry, at least Prince Hall and what they tell us, even though it's, I mean, this is just general public, is 33 degrees. So 33 represents the complete sequence of the human DNA, even though you're not a human. There's actually 360 degrees to be a spirit, but they don't want you to be a spirit, so they only give you 33. So the 33 is the complete sequence of the human DNA. It's the complete vertebrae of the free column that consists of 33 vertebrae inside of your bone. So your sacrum bone is known as the holy bone. It is a large triangle. Let me say it again. It is a large triangle. Let me say it again. Now, again, this is the science behind your godhood. But they dumb you down to 33 steps instead of giving you a complete kirka, which is a complete circle, which is what I gave in your Dear Kinnear report, which is why you're supposed to, that's where we get the English word church from. That's why you're supposed to go to church. Go to church means you're supposed to go to your circle. Now, you can go to church, but when you finish with church, you should go inside to your freaking circle. That's how you go past 33 steps, and you go all 360 degrees, where you make a complete freaking circle that is eternal. It can never die. It is an immortal cell. It is immortal. Your cells are immortal, as I talked about in the book, Immortal Cell. There's another book called The Electric Body that I highly recommend that you read that you read that one. So inside of the book, The Electric Cell, Electric Body, it again destroys everything that you've been taught. Now, in that book, it talks about the spark of life, this electrical spark that everybody has, but they don't want you to know that you have. So you think you're just a poor critter. So the body electric, that's what it's called. Inside of the book, The Body Electric, which I read that one many, many moons ago, it talks about the electric body, the alkalinity of the body. And your body is a superconductor. I was talking with my kids last night. There was a guy, I posted a video on my Facebook page. One of the videos I posted on Facebook page, Facebook deleted it. It doesn't surprise me. A young black kid, Kendrick Johnson, they found his body rolled up in a mat at school, dead. It's on my face. You got to read it. You got to watch the YouTube video. They took him to the corner. They tried to find out why he died. None of the teachers knew nothing. Then they buried him. Then the parents thought, man, something's wrong with this story. They resumed his body, and all his organs was gone. Now, his organs had been gone, just nobody told him that they were gone. Every organ in this little kid's body was gone. Every organ in his body. And he was like, I think he was a middle school kid. They took his organs because, as you guys know, if you go in and type in Kendrick Johnson and just read the story about the young kid, it's really sad. And people ask all the time why they bump, why are white cops shooting black people in the back. Like I said, every black person that's been, number one, your pineal gland, as soon as you die, is gone in this ship. Every black person, pineal gland is not in their head when they die, when they bury. The question you should be asking yourself is why. Now, I've talked about this many times before. Now, you can go to Google, type in, go to Google right now and type in melanin versus gold. Triple day to type it in. Triple day to type it in. You type in melanin, type in VS, and type in gold. Triple day to type it in. And what you will see, black man, black woman, you will see why they're shooting you in the back. The cost of melanin is $350, almost $400 an ounce or a gram. Gold is 53. Platinum is 58. Palladium is 52. Silver is like, you know, 30 cents. What am I saying? What is the most precious thing on the planet? You, Negro. Now, I know this is probably contrary to your theology, I understand. The black body is the only body that absorbs 100% of the rays of the body, which the word neurobiology of your cosmology. This is the science of being God, meaning the science of being able to take words and change your course of living neurologically. This is the body. Why y'all think black people are the most religious fools on the planet? Yeah, I mean, you got to stop and think, man. How you can go to church every day of your life and yet your life sucks? You ever stop and think, what is the spirituality behind your theology? The inability to understand that you are God, that you are a transistor, you are an electrical capacitor, you are the Ark of the Covenant. Now, everybody, regardless of race, got melanin. It is black people got a little bit more of it. So whether you white, black, blue, green, you know, it doesn't matter. Everybody got melanin. The point is the most expensive thing on the planet is melanin. Just go to Google. Do not believe me. Type in melanin versus any other precious metal, any precious metal, anywhere on earth, and see what compares, what comes close to melanin. Just type it in, and you'll see why Negroes are dying by the truckloads and why their organs come up missing. Melanin is the new gold. Now, today's show is not about melanin and gold and blah, blah, blah. Today's show is about what you're supposed to do with the melanin, because you got melanocytes in the body. So they've used science. Now, well, I use science. I found the studies to show the melanocytes. Now, let's get back to what the melanocytes do. They assist the sacrum, which is the word sacrum pump, which is your tailbone, and it gives the pump the ability to work better and pump this oil, if you want to use. Again, this is science. It ain't got nothing to do with your Bible, although the Bible is saying the same thing. But that's another study for another time. All I'm simply saying is, everything that you've been taught is designed for you to be a man. It's not designed for you to be a god. Because if you, again, now, being a god simply means, what is God? What does that mean? God is love, according to the Bible. And that's what the Bible says. So when I say being God, I'm not talking about I know what you're thinking, but that's not what I'm saying. What is God? Well, the Bible says God is love. The Bible says God is good. The Bible says God is spirit. So the Bible also talks about the attributes and characteristics that make up God. So you are made up of the exact same ingredients of God. So you should be being God. You should be love. You should be spirit. You should be all-knowing. You should be all-power. You should be all-present. You should be all-simple. You should be all-love or all-benevolent. Those are the attributes and characteristics in the Bible that says God is omniscient. The word omniscient, or omni, means all. So that means that you have access. That don't mean you contain it. That means you got access to it. So you got that in the bank. That means you got a bank account that got knowledge in it. So all I do is I go to the bank, God, and I say, God, I need knowledge. God, I need presence. God, I need simplicity. God, I need love. So your ability to access this, so this is called quantum computing. So guess what your boy wants to do? What's his name? Oh, man, I forgot his name. Elon Musk, that's his name. So your boy Elon Musk says, back on, it was an article written September 7th on CNBC. Your boy Elon Musk got plans to, number one, bring global internet. Number two, he developed a new product called Neuralink. Your boy Elon Musk is Lucene Far Incorporated, basically. So Elon Musk says, hey, I don't want these Negroes to figure out, nor do I want, you know, again, when I say Negro, I'm just talking about melanin. Because, again, go to Google, type in melanin versus any other precious metal you want. See who wins out. So remember the word neurobiology, which is what we're talking about. This is the neurobiology of your cosmology. The cosmology just simply means spirit. So spirit has a biological effect on your neurons. That's what we're saying. I got scientific evidence of the numerous beneficial proof of effects on your mental health if you maintain a mental disposition that says it is, you got to have this mental disposition. This is the three things that you got that you must do. If you do this, your whole life will change today. If you can make it okay for you to be God. Now, remember, what is God? God is love. God is spirit. God is all present. God is all knowing. God is all power. God is all simplistic. And God is all love. So every day I wake up, I am those things. My intention every day, I make it okay for me to be loving. So you cut me off in traffic, I say, I am God. I am loving. I'm a wave at you. You call me the N-word, I'm all-knowing. I know that you may not know what the N-word means. I'm all-present. That means that I can be everywhere at the same time. Now, how can I be in multi-different places? I can't be there, but my spirit can, because I'm all-knowing. So according to science, this is the law. This is, this is based upon quantum physics inside of the book written by Dr. Greg Braden, called the Isaiah effect. You can be in multiple places at the same time. How? Well, in the book, The Isaiah Effect, Greg Braden broke down how your beliefs do something called quantum tunneling and quantum entanglement. So based upon decoding the lost prayer of science, which is the name of the book of The Isaiah Effect, written, man, years ago by Dr. Greg Braden, when you do what we call prayer or meditation, it connects your spiritual, your spirit, your neurons with anybody else on the planet who has the same intention as you. So if I say I am love, everybody else on earth that woke up today and said I am love, bam, I'm connected with them. And we establish a mass consciousness regardless of our location. Whatever you do to one atom automatically affects the other atom. That's called quantum entanglement. Again, you can look it up. So based upon science, based upon all of the research, based upon everything that has ever been written in the book of Isaiah and all of the ancient texts, again, the title of the book is called The Isaiah Effect. The other book that I recommend that everybody reads besides The Isaiah Effect is Immortal Cells, or The Immortal Cell. The other book that I recommend that everybody reads besides The Immortal Cell, The Isaiah Effect, is The Body Electric. Again, if you read these three books, it's going to hurt your brain. You're going to have trouble being a Christian. Now, if you like your tradition, don't read those books. Don't read my books. Because I'm telling you, it's going to cause cognitive dissonance. Then you're going to be worse off than you were before. So I don't recommend that you listen to nothing I'm saying unless you want to understand the anatomy of spiritual superiority, which is what today's message is about, which is what I'm going to be talking about tonight in the private show as I give you the step-by-step process. What is the step-by-step process? Number one, make it okay. How do I do that? I'll break that down tonight. Number two, go inside your body. How do you do that? Again, I'll break that down tonight. Right now, everything that you do, you got from outside of the body. There's nothing that you're doing that is inside of the body. Nothing. There is nothing that you are being or doing that you got from yourself. Everything that you are being and doing, you got from somebody else. You've been taught it. We all have. So have I, including what I'm doing right now. I didn't get this from inside of my body. I learned how to talk. I learned how to go on Blog Talk. I learned how to set up a show. Everything I'm doing right now, I learned. So I got to go within. Number three, I got to know my numbers. So if I don't do those three things, I don't understand the anatomy of spirit. I cannot use neurobiology of my cosmology. Cosmology means spirit. This is the neurobiology of the spirit. So scientists have finally proven what I've been saying, wow, for a long time. Okay, Doc, what exactly have you been saying, brother? Because I'm new, man. I didn't listen to your shit that you did back in 2005. Okay. What I've been saying is all spiritual practices, whether you're an atheist or a Christian, all spiritual practices, the absence of a spiritual practice is a spiritual practice. In other words, not making a decision is making a decision. Making a decision is making a decision. So all spiritual practices have many beneficial effects on your mental health. I've been saying that for years. So science have finally proven how doing what I do, what do I do? I wake up every day. I do not give myself the luxury of a negative thought. I don't give a damn what's going on in my life. I do not give myself a prolonged luxury. Let me re-clarify that. If you slap me, I'm going to slap you back. And then I'm going to go somewhere and go to the gym, exercise, and say, man, well, no, see, he hit me, so I hit him back. Okay, cool. We good. And then I'm going to drop it, and I'm going to go, you know, to Dunkin' Donuts and buy me a donut. I'm going to reward myself, and I'm going to move on with my life, and I'm going to act like it never happened. You, 5 years from now, you're still going to remember when Master Teacher 33 slapped you back. You're going to be hanging on to this for 5 years. Some people carry around shizness. Remember, negative event recall restructures the chemical release in the body of the negative event. Father, please touch the mind of your people that they may hear what thus says the word of God. Negative event recall returns the brain to the event. The body ain't there, but the brain goes back. So every time you think of, oh, man, I remember. Now, you've been married for 40 years, and then you remember when your husband cheated on you 40 years ago. Your brain releases the exact same chemicals of the event that happened 40 years ago. So the brain takes you back. It reorders the event. It reestablishes the neurological network, and you bring that same event. But now you got a new husband. Then the new husband, he cheats on you too. People ask, why do women who men punch them, and I know one of the women, my biological sister, every dude she ever been with that has beaten the snot out of her. Every dude since freaking middle school. Every dude she's been with has beat her. And I've known some of these dudes. They've never hit a woman until they got with my sister. She orders that shit, and I've been telling her that since middle school. And she's still doing the same shit. Why? Negative event recall. I do not give myself the luxury of a negative event. That's why my life is not negative. My life is good. Good shit happens all day, every day. Why? I order it. Y'all think my life is just by accident, like I just stumbled upon good shit? No, boo-boo, that's not how it works. This is the science of you understanding the neurobiology, how your bio course of living, ology based upon words, establish your neuro, your neurons. That means a new route. So I want to go on a new route. Now, unless you're already wealthy, don't change the path you're on. If you're already healthy, you good, boo-boo. If you are already in a toe-curling relationship, assalamu alaikum. If life is good, then you can tune off. You can go back to watching Love and Hip Hop and, you know, eating your Captain Crunch cereal. However, if you ain't being and operating at the high, I'm a peak performance. I'm not no damn performance coach. I'm a peak performance. All my life I've been living above my means. I did not know what it was. I thought it was a bad thing when my brothers and sisters used to tell me that. Dude, you working at McDonald's and you walk around here like you freaking a millionaire. So I was like, damn, you know what? I need to dumb myself down. I didn't know. I didn't know that that was a compliment. I thought living above your means was bad. Everybody told me if you make $10 an hour, you're supposed to live off $8 and save $2. Well, that's for humans. I'm a God. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology. I understand. When I say I'm a God, I mean I'm love. I'm a six. I don't have to go out and learn how to love people. I was born. When I was a little kid, I was underneath my grandmother's house freaking sleeping with animals. Every animal I saw, I brought home. If I saw a little bird with a broke wing on the side of the road, I brought it home. I passed his wing up. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I've been taking care of animals since birth because I could connect with animals better than I connect with people. I've never gotten attacked, bit by dogs, stung by bees, all that stuff, because the animals know I'm not a threat. So that was birth, though. I'm born with that. I'm a six. Now, some people don't have that. So that's how I write the script. I write the script according to my numbers because the numbers are God inside of a body. That's what this series that we're doing is called Containers of Divine Energy. We have this treasure. Where is it at? It's hidden. Where? In earthen vessels. We got God in a jar of clay. That's you. You are a God in a jar of clay. But I know, boo-boo, that's too tough. Not for you, but, you know, people you know. So, number one, make it okay. Make it okay for you to be a God inside of a jar of clay. Now, I know that's a big one. That's going to take you, it took me 40 years, well, actually 50. It might take you 50. It's okay. Take a deep breath. We'll sort it out. It'll be all right. So, let's break down the science. So, based upon science, science has finally figured out that in the middle of the brain, there is something called a temporal lobe. In the ancient text, it's called Amon's horn, A-M-M-O-N-S. That's where we get Amon-Ra. That's where you get the word Amon. That's why you say amen at the end of every prayer. You're activating Amon's horns, which is called the hippocampus. So when you pray and you say amen, your hippocampus releases a chemical. So the hippocampus, this is the neuroanatomy of your theology. This is the anatomy of your superiority. The anatomy. This is the anatomy. This is what the neurons, this is the anatomy of your spirit. This is the anatomy of your cosmology. Your spirit takes control of your soul, and then your soul animates your body. Who controls the spirit? You do, boo-boo. But you gave that power to the Reverend Dr. Bishop, or you gave that power to somebody else. I recommend you write your own script. That's what I recommend. And guess what? You write the script. So if something bad happens in your life, you order it. Now, if you don't want nothing bad to happen, don't write it. Okay, but how do we write it? We think it. As a man, think it. Remember Proverbs 23? As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You bring about what you think about. Now, all science is saying the same thing. So science is saying inside of the hippocampus is another little, I'm going to use the word organ. It's called a G-Y-R-U-S. Now, I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm some kind of a neuro, you know, physicist. I'm just going to keep it to you straight, boo-boo. We're going to keep it on the elementary level. So inside of your body is the dentate, D-E-N-T-A-T-E, gyrus, G-Y-R-U-S. Now, that's a part of the hippocampus where new memories are stored. Father, touch the minds of your people. This is a part of the body that structures what is called neurogenesis inside of your brain. So the neurogenesis, that's the new genesis, the new genes. So now you got old genes, but anytime you want to activate what is called the hippocampus circuit, biologically it's called the trisynaptic loop. So that means that the neurons establishes a new loop that is only activated during frontal lobe activity. Frontal lobe is only activated during meditation or prayer or pondering or going within. So as long as you are stimulated outside of the body, No neurons, no frontal lobe activity, no neurogenesis, no hippocampus, no neurological benefits, no neurobiology. Nothing that we're talking about today is happening inside of the brain because you watching the news. Or you heard that Donald Trump wants to build a wall. So you watching, you know, Loving Hip Hop. You watching the, you know, basketball game. You watching something outside. You're not going inside and looking at your numbers. So as long as you don't go inside, nothing I'm talking about today can help you. As long as you're looking out the window, you can't be God. You are a man. If you look in the window, you are a God. If you look outside, you're a man. If you look inside, you're God. God looks within. The kingdom of God is within. That's what it says in your Bible, boo-boo. I didn't make it up. So the Bible says the kingdom of God is within. So why are you looking out the window? As long as you're looking out the window, you can't be God. Because you remember, you bring about what you think about. So the hippocampus only works when there is either, preferably, what they call long-term memory. This establishes, again, a new memory. It replaces any negative event recall. This is called neuroanatomy. So the hippocampus uses the spine, which is called Kundalini and Kunda buffer, which is your CNS, your central nervous system, and it does something. Okay, Brother Will, what does it do? Well, it gets the help of the amygdala, the hypothalamus, the hippocampus, and the cerebellum, or the cerebral. And it activates the bones in the base of the spinal cord. This is called the spear of passion. Do you know that your bones in your spinal cord are directly connected to the base of your skull, which is called the reptile brain, and then it's connected to the paleo brain, then it's connected to the neo brain, scientifically proven. And there are certain parts of the spinal cord, which is called the perineal nerves. These are five pairs of spinal cord nerves that exit the sacrum and connect the central nervous system. They supply the lower parts of the legs, the feet, the external genital organs, and the surrounding areas with energy. Let me say that again. Five pairs of spinal nerves that exit from the sacrum pump, and they connect to the central nervous system, and they supply parts of the body, primarily genitalia. That's called the spear of passion. Men, y'all listening? So when you talk about erectile dysfunction, it ain't got nothing to do with the body. It has something to do with the head. The five pairs of spinal nerves. So this controls what is called the SPAD, S-P-A-D. They call it the symbol. Because remember, all of this is a part of the spinal cord. But it gets all of its orders from the brain. That gets all of its orders from you. So depending on how you think, it controls all of your, quote-unquote, sexual pleasures, all of your animal passions, all of the sex, food, alcohol, all of the stuff that we do. This is why there is a, quote-unquote, war going on in Golgotha, place of the skull. That's why Christ is crucified. So this energy is raised from the sacral bone up to 33 degrees, which gets to what is called the higher self. Now, all of this is talked about in all of the ancient texts. Now, the reason that I went through or explained all of that is so for you to understand, overstand, and intend, all of this is controlled by you. Because nothing happens in the sacred area until there is a thought that is sent. Brothers and sisters, this is what is called theobiology. This is what is called neurobiology. This is all controlled by who? You. But you don't do that. Somebody does it for you. Or nobody's doing it at all. So So the inability to understand, overstand, and understand how to understand God by understanding ourselves. There was a great book called The Thought Box, another book, that breaks down how understanding God is nothing but understanding ourselves. What does that mean? There is an interface between theology and biology. There is a connection between your neurons and biology. So whatever you experience in your body, you first experience in your neurons. We'll say that again. This is neurobiology. This is the science of being God. So whatever you experience in your neurons, you experience in your body. Oh, man. Let me say it again. Father, test the minds of your people. Whatever you experience in your neurons, you experience in your body. And let me say that one more time. Whatever you experience in your neurons, you experience in your body. So my question to you is, what do you experience in your neurons? That's why negative event recall. Let's say you got a problem in your relationship and you keep recalling the negative event. Whatever you experience in your neurons, you experience in your biology. That's why today's message is called Neurobiology of Your Cosmology. So your neurobiology establishes your cosmology. It establishes your physicality. It establishes your reality. So why would you allow your neurons to, like your neurons are going to the movies. The neurons are sitting in the movie theater, and the neurons are watching a movie called Your Life. And you keep showing the same movie. The movie that you're showing your neurons is something negative. And so the neurons, just like when you go to the movies, when you go to a scary movie, do you have laughter or laughing thoughts or feelings? Last time I went to a scary movie, I felt scary. When I go to a fun movie, if I go watch Kevin Hart movie, it's really amazing. I don't feel nothing like I felt when I go watch Friday the 13th or Amityville Horror or, you know, Rosemary's Baby or some of these other scary movies. When I go watch a funny movie, I feel laughing. I feel laughter. I don't feel fear. So you choose. Now, I pay money to go into a movie. You know, movie theaters, I don't know what the movie theaters part of the country where y'all from. Here in Tejas, you're going to drop $10. That doesn't even include the popcorn. And if you get popcorn and a soda, both of which basically going to almost kill you, soda bad for you, popcorn bad for you, and you go watch a scary movie, that's bad for you. So how much money did you pay just to lower your vibration? When me and my family go out to pay, go to movies, we usually grab something to eat at the movies too. And it's like pizza, you know, because, hey, we're rewarding ourselves. We're relaxing. We ain't worried about no freaking diet, alkaline, and all that stuff. Yeah, bring on that. Give me a 16 ounce. No, make it 32 root beer, full of sugar and carb. I don't care. I'm going to run it off tomorrow. So when I go to the movies, I go to the movies, boo-boo. Man, I give me some chicken wings. Y'all know how we do, J Money. You know how we do it, brother. So we go to the movies, man. We go into the movies. So I'm paying for somebody to kill me, basically. Number one, I'm going to watch a movie that ain't got no alkalinity value, no spiritual value whatsoever. Now, not all movies, but on average, most of the movies we go to, especially if they made in Hollywood, they're not going to be good for you. So you are paying, basically, to get scared. Why would we do that? I'm asking myself that. Damn, dude, why did I go? Some of the movies I come back, I'm pissed off. I just blew. $100 gone. Why did I do that? I don't know. Why do we do that? Why do we go to a movie and pay for somebody to scare us? When we know God has not given us a spirit of fear, but we go and we pay for somebody to give us fear. It's the craziest thing since sliced bread. So your neurons are in your brain, and they watch a movie every day called Event Recall. You are responsible for the movies that your neurons are watching. I recommend that you only show movies that are based upon love, joy, peace. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. We're going to break that down tonight. See, biology is a missing connection that helps you to balance your relationship between heaven and earth. Remember, we talked about the soul is the connector between heaven and earth. So your ability to understand the biology of your theology or the biology of your neurons or your biology of the cosmos or the biology of the astronomy or astral theology, that is the science of being God. Let me speak clearly. Number one, make it okay. Number two, go inside your body or go within. Number three, know your numbers. If you do those three things, you will be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a total relationship. Because guess what's going to happen? When you make it okay for you to be God, right now it's okay for you to have negative thoughts. It's not okay for me. I do not give the luxury of a negative thought. I don't. I had a great one-on-one today with a client that basically cursed me out and left. And was like, it really kind of bothered me a little bit because the client at the time that all of the negative event happened, the client said that I had personally, which a lot of times I do, but in this case that wasn't true. The client said that I had personally done certain things by which to push his or her buttons. So the client was very angry and upset. Basically said, "Doc, F you, your mama, and your grandmother. And I'm out." That was like about 6 months ago. So today, we set the 101, about a month ago, and I was kind of surprised that the client was interested in talking. So this morning we did a 101, and, I wanted to know, okay, well, what transpired? What changed? And he said, "You did a show on pay off, payment, vibration." Y'all remember that show I did? Before you can build, you must be. And this dude was in tears. And he said that, "Man, the stuff that you're sharing is changing my life." And I've been following, I keep following the client on Instagram and stuff. And true enough, the client is implementing all the stuff that we talked about before the disconnection. What am I saying? Y'all remember the show I did that most of us, we all are getting our emotional payoff. Like, I'm getting an emotional payoff right now. Why? I'm doing a show. There's a lot of people listening to today's show, and I'm happy. But I haven't got paid yet. I have not received a monetary payment. Most of us are comfortable. We are comfortable with a payoff. We never ask. This client said, "Dude, you know what? All this time, I have never asked for a payment." You haven't either. Most people on this call don't even have a product, service information online right now. That's what we're doing starting on January the 1st, the class where I'm going to teach you step by step how to discover your own purpose-based product, like I did with the client this morning. Then how to create your own purpose-based product, like I did with the client this morning, so that way you can create an online platform or start a profitable online membership or online training course, like I did with the client this morning. So that way, in addition to getting a pay off emotionally, you are receiving a payment physically so you can vibrate higher. Because we both said the same thing. It actually feels good to be able to pay your money, pay your bills on time, and help other people. I remember Jay Money was telling me, "Yeah, hey, Doc, you own it, man. You all about that dinero. You all about the dollar bill. Damn Skippy." Because I can't pay my light bill with no emotions. I like emotions. I understand emotions. But I can't pay no bills with no emotions. Emotions lead to payment. But you better make damn sure you are receiving a payoff, a payment, and those two together give you a vibrational that you were meant. It gives you a vibrational meant, meaning you were meant to vibrate like God. In order for you to vibrate like God, you must receive the things that God receives, payoff and payment. You are not made by God. You are made of God to be God. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology, but there's some scientific proof, because God is made up of everything that you're made up of except carbon. That makes you a transistor. Remember, carbon is the same thing as basically saying melanin. Although they are different, I understand carbon 7, carbon 21, carbon 14. You ain't got to text me and email me. I understand the difference. But I'm simply saying the melanocytes, they act like something. What is it? It's an electrical transmitter. What does that mean? It changes a photon into a neurophoton. It changes chemicals into neurochemicals. So this is neurobiology, because we got neurons in our body. So I need to do something to affect my neurons. So I got to do something that has a neurological effect. So are you doing something that has a neurological effect on the body? Positively. Remember, gods create, men manipulate. What does that mean? What are you doing right now? You're probably manipulating other people. You know, not you personally, but, you know, people you know. Or are you creating something? Did you create something today? What does that mean? When you create, that means you sit down, you take out a piece of paper, you turn off all the noise, and you say, source code, I want to express, expose, and expand you. So that way you can establish your kingdom on this earth. Jesus did it in the Garden of Gethsemane. He's the example of how to activate your neurons and your biology to change your cosmology. What did Jesus do in the Garden of Gethsemane? He went in there. He told his disciples, hey, fellas, I'm going to go over here and hang out. Y'all stay right here and tarry, you know, for 1 hour. I'll be back. And remember, he came back and them suckers were asleep. And he asked them, can y'all not tarry for 1 hour? What did he go do in the Garden of Gethsemane? Remember, garden always means Eden. The word Eden means garden of den of enclosure or den of pleasure. So Jesus went to a place of pleasure, Gethsemane, where God can get to me. Guess it, tell me. Look at the word G-E-T, get to me, Gethsemane. So God could reach him, so he communicated with God. Now, for me, when I go to the gym, bam, that's my Garden of Gethsemane. What's your garden? Maybe you're a veterinarian. When you go out there with them animals, when you connect with God, that's how you connect with God. Maybe you are an oceanographer. You go out underneath the ocean, and you're underneath all that water. It's total silence underneath the water. And bam, you can connect with God. Maybe you are Native American, and you go out there and you do a powwow, and you say, and you're jumping around. And you say, I've been to many of those. And it's amazing to watch, because that beat, the rhythm, the drums, the foot pattern, it puts them into like a trance state. So maybe that's how you connect with God. Everybody's different. Maybe when you go to church and you're sitting in praise and worship, and the praise and worship comes on, and you just think about the grace and the goodness and all that God has done for you, and you're just overwhelmed with this emotion of the goodness and the power of God. I don't know how you connect, boo-boo, but I know you better connect with him. And you should not need your favorite song to come on. Sure, there's a place that assists you because it's silent. It allows you to be silent in the midst of a bunch of noise. When I go to the gym, there's a whole bunch of people around me. But it's me and them weights, or it's me and that treadmill. It's the sound of my feet in that treadmill. Ching, 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 ching. And then I amp it up. Ching, 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 ching. That sound, that puts me in contact with source code. That's how I activate my nerve. And when I'm at the gym, I'm thinking about wealth. I'm thinking about health. I'm thinking about wisdom. And I'm thinking about toe-curling relationships when I'm at the gym. So that's how I create. I get my greatest ideas at the gym and at 3 o'clock at night. So I don't mind when the wife is asleep, the kids are asleep, the dog is asleep, it is quiet in the house. And I'm up, and I, you know, usually I have pen and paper. Now I have my cell phone, and I'm just typing notes in for the show I'm going to do tomorrow, or what I'm going to say, or how I'm going to do this, how I'm going to do that, how I'm going to make more money. Because guess what I do with the money I make? I help other people. The more money I make, the bigger impact I can have. So, yes, I'm all about the dollar bill. I don't do nothing unless I'm getting paid. Now, when I was younger, dumber, stupider, I used to work for free. My wife broke me up with that quick. She said, Negro, you crazy as hell. You understand the power of saying no. Yeah, I remember this. I actually did that show. No is a powerful thing. Hey, Brother Will, can you go over here, man? We're going to go out and hang out, man, and, you know, drink some brewskis. No. Oh, come on, bro. You don't remember? Let me think about it. No, still no. The power of saying no is a powerful thing. Because when you say no to somebody else, you say yes to yourself. Somebody should write that down, especially if you're six. When you say no to somebody else, you're saying yes to yourself. Say that one more time. When you say no to somebody else, you're saying yes to yourself. What are you saying yes to? You're saying yes to decoding the lost science of prayer. What is the lost science of prayer? It's in the Gospel of Thomas. This is called zero-point awakening. This is the ability to walk between two worlds. So Dr. Greg Braden broke this down inside the book, The Isaiah Effect. How do you walk between two worlds? Immerse yourself within. What does that mean? The Gospel of Thomas. When you pray, you must be in the solution when you pray. Why? According to science, the neurotransmitter changes the contribution to the amiloria, A-M-E-L-I-O-R-A-T-I-A. That is the place where anxiety and depression lives. This is called psychotogenerative, P-S-Y-C-H-O-T-O-G-E-N-I-C. Something happens, science says. Now, again, this is inside of my book. This is nothing new for me. To your neurophysiology and your neurochemistry, there's an alter. Is it now? They observed, scientists observed, they have a new EKG machine or EGG machine. So there is a new, I'm going to use the word EKG? Yeah, EKG machine that it doesn't touch the brain. This is powerful. I don't know if y'all seen it. Dr. Bruce Lipton was talking about it. So the EEG machine, it is an EKG and an EEG machine, but you ain't got to put no wires and nothing on the head. It measures the frequency that is being emitted by the brain. Man, this is like huge. It picks up the waves of your aura. And based upon the waves of your aura, it's able to determine whether something that has a positive or negative effect. It can measure your heart rate, your brain weight. It can measure all of your vital signs without touching the body. Now, right now, when we take your blood pressure, you got to put that blood pressure cup thing on your hand. You got to attach an electrode. Well, they got a new machine that is it is an invasionless. You ain't got to poke or prod you. It picks up all of the frequencies that are being emitted by the body. Well, they did this, and I have this inside of my book, Neurotheology, on a bunch of cretins. And what they found out was mind-blowing. They found out that any religious experience changed the frontal lobe. And the frontal lobe is the decision-making process, meaning that it gives you the capacity to bring about a process that they call psychological recovery. And so the science proves that it results in better health outcomes, greater longevity, better coping skills, better health-related quality of life. It actually helps terminally ill people have less anxiety, less depression, less suicide. And in some cases, people actually extended, quote-unquote, healed themselves through mental, what they call meta-analysis. Now, this was a study done by, it's called the Mueller Study of Religious Involvement in Spiritual and Spiritual Medicine by P.S. Mueller. This was done back in 2001. This is 2019. So back in 2001, scientists found out that if you maintain, quote unquote, what we call a positive disposition, we're not talking about no food, none of the other stuff, diet, all other stuff that can help. Just saying what I say every day. I am going to maintain a positive disposition. I am not going to allow anything outside of me to affect what's going on inside of me. If you do that, if you just do that, don't change your diet. You can eat freaking McDonald's every day. You can drink alcohol every day. You ain't got the exercise. You could be 750 pounds. Kidneys could be blown. Cardiac arrest. And if you maintain if you maintain the mind of God, if you do what it says in the Bible in Philippians 2:5, if you just do that, bump everything else. If you just do that, Philippians 2:5, you change the neurological structure of your body. Scientifically proven. If you just do that, all you got to do is understand your neurobiology. Brothers and sisters, contrary to what everything that you've been taught, I'm not talking about no positive thinking. I am talking about true, what they call Tibetan meditation. I'm talking about what they call single photon immersion. What does that mean? Single photon immersion. So that was a study done by Newton and Iverson in 2003. Single photon immersion. Well, you do exactly what it says in the Gospel of Thomas. You immerse a photon in a solution. Oh, man, I'm trying not to get too excited because then I'm going to start yelling and screaming when we're already out of time. Now, we call it meditation. So the process involves immersing what they call cognitive sensory perception. If you do that, there is what they call an autotomic activity. Let me say it again. So immersion therapy. Why y'all think I've been saying exposure therapy? So they expose you to, black man, this is what's been happening to you. They expose you to a black man get shot in the back by a white cop. So exposure therapy takes the place of immersion therapy. So if I expose you to poverty, all I show you is pictures of little kids in Africa that look like sticks and flies all over their face, and they can't even fan the flies out of their face. So I expose you to that over and over and over again. Then you think everybody in Africa look like sticks and they got flies on their face and they can't do nothing. You've never been to Africa, but you've been exposed to it. And if you're a white man, I expose you to every movie. Every black dude in every movie is a thug, and he's a drug dealer, and he's a pimp, and he slapped the dog's shizness out of his girl, and he ain't got no job. And so then you think all black dudes listen to rap music. You think all black dudes walk around with their pants hanging off their butt. You think all Negroes abuse their wife. You think all Negroes. And so if you're a white person, you got no respect for black people because you've been programmed through exposure therapy. Well, science says that you can override exposure therapy with immersion therapy. If you take a single neuron in your brain and you immerse it in a solution, how? With your soul. What is the soul? The mind, the will, the emotion, the imagination, and the intellect. So if I put on a movie in my brain, I ain't got to go nowhere. I ain't got to talk to nobody. While I'm talking right now, I can see myself walking around. I can see a bank account with $1 million in it. In my head. And if I do that over time, it changes my neurons in my brain to create a situation where the movie that's played in my head now is manifesting in my hands. Scientifically proven. The ability to understand that the neural basis of any complex mental task is the result of what they call neurotransmitter and a neurochemical correspondence or interaction. Meaning my neurons, my synapses that fire together, wire together. It produces an automatic response. So this is called an automatic. It's A-U-T-O, auto, and then nomatic. Like the word, economy. So this is an auto economy, meaning it's an auto cognitive sensory perception activity. That means, brothers and sisters, that the management, the energy management, is automatically changed to match the neurological immersion. All you have to do is immerse your brain in a solution. This creates what is called a neuropsychological mechanism that is an underlying meditative experience, meaning based upon the meditative experience, whatever you're immersing your brain in, it changes the neurotransmitter systems inside of the brain so that the images in the brain are changed. It brings about a biological change in the brain. This is the molecular mechanisms of meditation. There is a neurological change that takes place inside of the brain anytime the brain is immersed inside of the solution. This affects the autoimmune system. Meaning, in English, you bring about what you think about. It doesn't matter what's happening in your life. You have the ability to change the results in your life neurologically. The way that you change your neurons is to change what your neurons are exposed to. This is mental imaging. Now, let me close by simply saying this. Macro molecules, they are called biopolymers. They are so important to maintaining the life and the structure and the properties of the molecular structure or the molecules that controls what is called a biological script. Now, this is good. It hurts your brain a little bit, but this is good. If you was to put the hyaluronic fluid, it's called HA, it's spelled H-Y-A-L-U-R-O-N-I-C. That's the fluid that every cell in the body floats in. It's called HA. So under the microscope, the HA exhibits a pattern that looks exactly like or similar to the temple curtain and the veil. This is called a biomacromolecule. Scientists say that this hyaluronic acid, HA, and laminin, L-A-M-I-N-I-N, which is very like melanin. Look at the word laminin and look at the word melanin. So the word laminin has the word lamb in. It's the Lamb of God in the body of a man. Look at the word laminin. Laminin. Scientists say that the pattern of laminin and hyaluronic acid makes a patterning similar to the cross inside of the blood in your body right now. They call this the self-assimilating hyaluronic acid, meaning laminin. If you go to Google and type in laminin, it's a molecule that looks just like the cross. Don't take my word for it. Go to Google and type it in. L-A-M-I-N-I-N. Laminin. Lam-in. Laminin looks just like a cross. Hyaluronic acid is just like the blood. This is inside of your body right now. Now, based upon science, they said that the biopolymers, they provide life-supporting molecules because they change the biological script. Oh, man. The biological script of death, Christ dying on the cross, is rewritten to Christ rising or getting off the cross. So the biological script of you of your death is changed, the biological script, using a biopolymer. When you maintain a mental disposition of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and self-control, it changes your biological, it changes the water that carries the laminin, so that way, instead of it looking like a cross, it looks like Christ comes off the cross. It rips the veil. Know that song, the veil is rent in an instant, revealing the holy place. That takes place inside of your body every day when you maintain a positive thought. That is called the messianic skit inside of the blood of a body, inside of the blood of man. It's called the message of the cross. It is the biological message of the cross inside of the human body. All of this inside of all of this is, I'm reading this from my book, Christened a Christ Eternal Within the Body. This is called the Holy Grail. What am I saying? There is a pattern of redemption in the blood and in the body of everybody walking around on this earth, going on right now. So this is like God, Yahushua, is playing out a script, but it's only when the spirit, breath of life, the seed of our own creation, positive thoughts, when you immerse your brain, your neurons, inside of your numbers, it rewrites the script in your blood, and Christ gets off the cross. Biologically proven. Oh, man, I don't know if y'all got it. The true biological study is called the Turner-Hittner effect. Turner. The guy, this is a black guy from Harvard who actually did this experiment. And the experiment is named after him. His last name was Turner. He was a retired colonel in the Army. And this colonel went to Harvard after he got out of the military. And he went through this, and he called this HA, hyaluronic fluid, that carries the laminin, is a conscious, intelligent being within inside the soul. And he breaks down the power of what he called Christ Eternal Within the Body. And this was known, or this is also, this is known in science as the Turner-Hittner, H-I-T-T-N-E-R effect. If you could look at it underneath the microscope, and there's images on all over the internet of what laminin looks like inside of hyaluronic acid when it is immersed in the solution, it changes the molecular structure of the biological script to one where you win, quote unquote, where you become immortal, you become eternal instead of temporary. Meaning that the neurobiology of God, this is the science of being God, the science of being eternal, because the cells don't die. They can't die. They program to die because you got telomeres on the end of the cell. The telomeres at a certain time that is written, there is a biological script. Who wrote that script? You're not designed. They can't figure out why we die. If everything in our body replaces itself, which it does. The reason that we die is that somebody changed our biophotons. That somebody is a biological God. His name is bioluminescence. I call him Lucien Farr. That's what he's called biologically. It's called bioluminescence. That's called fake light. That's the same way that a firefly produces light, through bioluminescence. So we've got to replace Lucifer. That's fake light. With the real light, God. So if you do not make it okay for you to be God, you must D-Y-E and come back until you get to the point where you learn that you are God eternal within the body. Because the name Yahweh Shin Vahe means God eternal within the body. We have this treasure hidden in jars of clay. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. So if you don't make it okay to be God, if you don't go with inside of you to find God, and if you don't know your numbers, which are God, you got to come back until you get it right. That's called metempsychosis. Some people call it reincarnation. So, brothers and sisters, neurobiology of your cosmology or your spirit, that is the science of being God. All you got to do is make it okay for you to be okay. You just make a decision. Today and every day, I'm going to be happy. I don't give a damn what goes on outside of me. Then you go inside of you. You find a quiet place or a noisy place where you can contemplate your greatness. And then you look at your numbers. And you say, like, for me, I'm a 6339. And I make it okay for me to be a 6339. That is how I be God. I love myself. I become self-sufficient. And I become sovereign. Because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Brothers and sisters, join me tonight as we continue with part 5 of the series Demystifying Your Cosmology. I love you. I appreciate you. God has a name that written that no man can pronounce. May the S-U-N, the S-O-N, and the S-U-M express, expose, expand itself through you in the form of the Ruach and the Pneuma. We call it the set of part one. And may that Ruach, and may the Ruach and the Pneuma continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will make a doubt about it. I will see you in eternity. God bless.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others, cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne.
Listen.
Don't let them entities take up your home.
Trippin'.
Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow.
Yeah.
I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love.
Yeah.
Haters wanna give me the me mug, because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, this we've been under rust. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace, and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one,
day one.
So do it for yourself, you the day one,
day one.
Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.